And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great guest here for you this morning, fresh off the American Angler, Captain Brian Kiyohara, and we're going to be talking some serious fishing here with Brian and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to the Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be. Some great fishing going on. We're into September. Like, this is just awesome, man. I'm stoked to be here. And what a fun show.
September 2nd.
I hard to believe it. Wild, right?
What happened?
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, and what a crazy week of fishing, huh? After the big hurricane and the water rolling. I mean, it was so crazy. I mean, you saw it, Brian. Water 61 at the point, 60 degrees at the point, and then you roll 5 miles offshore, 72 degrees. How crazy is that?
That's
huh?
Crazy. A lot of water moving.
Yeah.
The whole ocean's going uphill still.
Is it?
It's just everywhere, whether it's the ridge here, the current's going up.
Up. Is that good?
Having current is better than no current, for sure. Yeah, no current is not good. But, you know, if you have weather out west, like how we were, you know, at the banks out west for a while and just got that uphill current, it's steep.
Okay.
And exhausting weather. It's just, you know, when it blows 15 knots here along the coast, it's kind of choppy. But if it blows 15, 18 knots with that ripping northwest current, it is steep.
Yeah. World of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the weather. Weather has not been very conducive the last few days, right?
Yeah.
Although it did calm down the last couple days.
The guys had nice weather, and you know, the banks rolled over. They're green now, so it seems
the banks are green.
Yeah, wow. So they're below Clemente. They're closer to home now, nicer weather.
How about those crazy stories of guys catching 100-pounders 3 miles off of Oceanside and San Onofre?
It's where the best water is, you know?
But the best water is, like, brown. What's that all about, right?
Nutrient-rich, where there's food.
Full of food. Yeah. I mean, what do you think caused that? Just that upwelling? Just all the fish, all the bait moved in?
I'm sure of it. You know, it's whenever, like Fred Huber, he always told me that during the moon, and he would know because he's a coastal fisherman for 4 years.
Yeah.
He says that quite often during the moon, a little bit of wind, it's upwells. And here it was, the blue moon, the whole thing, and the point, it was 64 degrees, 62 degrees, and... You know, ever since Fred told me that, I've paid attention more to the moon, and more often than not, it does change.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have correlated those two. That's really interesting.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm talking about Southern Point Loma.
Sure.
Like, for Wooly and those guys, it's probably different up there in Dana Point. But here,
has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And then when the point upwells, you get above Green Tank, and the water's beautiful.
Right.
So.
Right. So, you're a lobster guy. Lobster season coming up in about a month.
Coming up, Wednesday of October.
Yeah, and how's this going to bode for lobsters? I mean, crazy change in the water there? Does it matter?
We won't know until we put the gear in the water. Because, you know, this year will be year 31 for me fishing
for you?
Lobster.
Holy mackerel.
And it's one of those things that, the urchin divers see them here, or the guys hooping see them here. It doesn't seem to matter until we put our gear in the water and really see what's going on.
Yeah.
Does that fish move around a lot? Like, do you have to do a lot of adjusting, or after 31 years, you know the right piece of bottom to put your gear, and year after year, it always seems to work out, or do you have to follow those things around?
After 31 years, I'm figuring out that we don't know anything.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things that they move. You know, the general thing for lobsters in about extremely hot water years, they're out deeper.
Okay.
Is the thing, but... You know, it's back in the abalone days, we'd be diving next to the Daily Double and, you know, scraping the bottom for abalone at Green Tank in 10, 12 fathom. And the surface temperature would be 72 degrees into the beach current, laying the top of the kelp down.
It's perfect.
And you get down there 25 foot and you go through the thermocline, it'd be like, spikes in your face.
Yeah, 60 degrees at the bottom or something.
It'd be 49 degrees.
Oh, come on.
In the summertime on the bottom. Yeah, so it's the thermocline and it's amazing the layers of water. And it's just different. And so a lot of times, you know, if the thermocline's like 15 feet below the surface, you see black sea bass, white sea bass, everything's pressed up on the surface.
Uh-huh. And just because it's too cold?
Changes, yeah.
Huh.
That's where all the bait is, above the thermocline, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Changes.
Wow. So you gotta be aware of what's going on.
It's what you see at the surface totally different.
What about offshore? Does everything change when you're offshore versus inshore?
Yeah, so, you know, the whole offshore thing, it's interesting when we're talking at depth. A lot of the guys in the fleet have, like, religiously gone to these 50-meter charts. Like, what are the water temperatures at 50 meters? And a lot of us followed suit from Ted Dunn and, you know, the expert bluefin guys. And they live by these things. So whether it would be April 1st and the surface temperature is 61 degrees, or it's October and the surface temperature is 73 degrees, we're still fishing these 50-meter edges that are 56 degrees at 50 meters.
Wow.
So it's a lot of it. Oh, you know, the water temp dropped, you know, 5 tenths and this and that. But in the big picture, it's you start looking at these ocean imaging at 50-meter charts. It's roughly, 150 feet. So it quite often, you know, that's where you see the life on the meter, right? So whether the surface temperature is 61 degrees or 72 degrees down there where they're living, you know, it's like that 50-meter water.
Watch that.
Yeah.
What is the technology that is reading water at 50 meters?
It's infrared.
Infrared.
And so, like, a lot...
Infrared satellite?
Yes. And so a lot of what we do, you know, terrafin and that, which is it's a huge help, you know, the whole chlorophyll and everything. It only works when there's cloud-free. Mm-hmm. Whereas that infrared, we get pictures every day because it shoots through the clouds.
Wow. And that's so important for you, for knowing where to go. Or
yeah, you know, like in June gloom and stuff like that, we might not get a terrapin shot for 3 weeks.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but every day you're watching the water move, you know, deeper. And so I think our national security, they have things that would help fishermen like you would not believe.
I'll bet, right?
You know, seeing submarines and boats and that, you know, sea surface, different anomalies and height.
Sure,
and,
right.
Yeah. You know, they could tell when boats are going by with their wakes. There's a lot of stuff that we could probably apply.
Hard to hide a submarine these days with all the technology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you're talking about fishing islands, let's say you were fishing San Clemente Island or Catalina Island or Channel Islands or whatever, how does that water around those islands differ than the inshore water along the coast? Is it the same? I mean, does the same principles apply as far as the upwelling and stuff?
I would say the offshore islands, they stay cleaner more so than the coast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, because there's continental shelf right up to the coast here.
Right.
It seems like it takes more for like the Catalinas and Clementes to turn over. They do, as we all know. But I think here on the coast, like Imperial Beach, Point Loma, I think it's a little bit more sensitive, touchy. Yeah.
You fished lobsters for a lot of years over at San Clemente Island. How
not
does that?
Not for a lot. Randy fished there for 3 years.
3 years. Well, that's you got to. How's that differ than coastal fishing?
Oh, it's just. It's gnarly. It's like, you know, we fish tight. You know, we want to say we have our traps in 5-10 feet of water and all the channels between the surf breaks. And the old timers used to say here in Point Loma, it's like we're fishing on a pillow, laying on a pillow. Then we went to Clemente. They weren't kidding. It's like the surf is just thick. It's heavy. It's fast. It's powerful. And, you know,
dangerous.
There's so much fish there that you would think that you have to put them up on the bulkhead in all these boilers and stuff or fish out in the sand. It really opened our eyes.
I'll bet.
It made us better fishermen because we were out there in 20 knots pulling on our skiffs and, you know, all the expenses it took to get out there.
Sure.
So we'd be pulling in, you know, from daylight till dark.
Yeah.
You know, to take advantage of it. So now when the wind comes up here and we're pulling Point Loma and it's 2 in the afternoon and it's 12 knots and everyone's going in, it's like no big deal.
Yeah.
Right. I'll pull it tomorrow.
No,
the opposite.
It's like you don't even think twice about it.
He's just saying like they had it so bad for those years that like kind of bad out here is just nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Not on the same scale.
Yeah, we're living in a kiddie pond here compared to everything else.
Our first trap's 4 miles.
I can't imagine. I had no idea that you would put gear in that shallow water. I mean, I just can't imagine. That island freaks me out because I just don't know it well. Like, I'm very comfortable on the beach here, but that's such an unknown, and there's so many things that will get you in trouble at Clemente. Like
it's gnarly.
I know all these people go in and get flyers, and it's like the thing that just scares me the most is like I just don't know that place well, and because of that, I know my limitations are not like I'm like on my toes in the daylight when you can see and you're looking at your chart and you don't have glare and screens and windows. Like, I just can't imagine driving around that place in the dark. There seems like there's so many things that can grab you there.
Yeah, it's crazy how there are areas in 20 feet of water that would transit every day. And then all of a sudden I'd see a boil. And at low tide, I'd go over there and I could hit it with my gaff.
Wow.
And I'm driving 5 feet, 10 feet away from this thing daily, at speed.
Sure.
Like, that thing could rip my outdrive off. But as far as like Clemente, the front side is way scarier than the back.
Okay.
Because on the back, you know, there's always some kind of surge and swell, so everything boils.
Everything shows.
You know, it boils. Whereas on the front, it's like a lake a lot of times. It's like those things aren't boiling, you know.
You just don't see
them. There's a lot of stuff.
Oh, there's stuff you could hit for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Guys are still hitting Little Flower.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
So very, very different kind of thing. So let's jump to the American Angler. Ray just came in off the trip.
Off a three-day trip.
Three-day trip.
He's turning around on a two-day trip.
On a two-day trip. All right. So in this time of the year, you guys are kind of scheduled your trips like a little shorter trips so people can appreciate this incredible long-range fishing on the American Angler.
Yeah, we're fortunate. You know, we're all over the scope. We have two-day trips to
7 ADD trips. Yeah. It's like we mix it all up. Kind of ADD, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, when we owned the Pacific Queen, it was just, you know, you fished albacore every day.
Yeah.
You know, and now the guys are fishing bluefin every day. And just by buying the American Angler, it enabled us to do different things. And it keeps the crew and everybody. It's a different mentality, you know. It's like, you know, we'll stay up all night for two nights in a row. But then we're going to travel on an 8-day trip for 2 days. Yeah. So
catch up
on the
makes
sleep.
A lot of sense.
Yeah. Is there a part of the schedule that you favor more, like that you get more excited to drive trips in the springtime when it's trying to find them, or in the summertime when things are set up and you know you're going to have good bluefin fishing, or are you always looking forward to the fall for a change in the pace? Like, is there a part of your schedule that you favor more?
Yeah, no, I look forward to all the challenges.
Okay.
You know, in the springtime that, you know, we just have April and May. It's kind of a new gig, so we have a lot of new customers, and getting to know them, it's something.
I'll bet.
But this time of year, it's like, you know, our 8-day trips, it's like 26 out of 26 are the same from last year.
Right.
So it's kind of good. You know, going with Pete to Katmai Lodge this year, it really, 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 really opened my eyes. And I talk about it on our, you know, after our orientation speech on the American Angler. It's when I got back from the trip, Ray just got, the next day that Ray got home from a 7-day trip, and it was Howard Coolidge's group. Oh, Brian, oh man, we can't wait to see you next year. We had a great time. We're all coming back, this and that. And it's just like, wow, how was the last time there? Oh, I had a great time. It was good. It's everything it was bound up to be, la da 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 da. Are you going back? It's like, yeah, maybe not. You know, maybe try something else.
Yeah.
And then I got on the boat and drove a 5-day trip that we kind of inherited the group from Danny 22 years ago. And so I had a lot of customers that...
Been there for 22 years.
Been there for 22 years.
Jeez.
And it really put things in perspective to me and how much I appreciate our customers that just... You know,
tradition.
Yeah, they don't think twice about it. And after the 5 days, they go up and they give Lori $300 and say, all right, we'll see you next year.
That's awesome.
You know, so this time of year, they're not even really calling or worried about, like, what kind of tackle, you know, what are they hitting.
Yeah.
They just know that it's whatever's biting or the best possibility to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
You know, you're
going
to take them to the best opportunity, whatever that is.
And so I'm
sure.
Really, 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 really fortunate, lucky.
That's awesome.
It was so great having you and Viola up at Katmai Lodge.
I loved it.
It's such an amazing place.
Love
the fun thing was be cruising by, and you know, most of the guys are just like, all the boats are like fishing hard. We go by Brian and Viola, they're like kicked back, you know, just kind of enjoying the sunshine.
That was awesome.
And the beautiful scenery and the eagles flying over and the bears walking by and stuff like that. It was like, why aren't you fishing? It's like, oh, no, we're just watching the scene. But they caught plenty of fish, there's no doubt.
Because the experience is way cooler than the box of fish you bring home.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that the box of fish you bring home isn't cool. But
and that's, I think, a lot of times what we miss, right?
Yeah.
It's like even whether you're on the American Angler or whatever, I'm always down there on the deck trying to put a bait on, stuff like that. Sometimes just sit up top, right, and look down and watch, and it's just like in awe of just how amazing this thing is.
And it's another thing I've learned from my customers, too. Before, you know, I was younger, more aggressive. Why aren't you fishing? You know, we need to catch them, this and that. And it's now the day and age where processing is a little bit more expensive, as it should be. They've got bills, too. But people keep less fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be times where they're biting or they'll catch two or three and hang out.
I'm good.
And instead of like, what's wrong? How come you aren't fishing? It's like, I get it now.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do with all that fish? Or if you're on a multi-day trip, you're going to be fishing again tomorrow.
Sure.
So just to enjoy and realize what's going on around you. And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, it was enjoyable watching you guys enjoy the scene there.
It was great.
That kind of kicks you and you go, hey, yeah, that's what it's all about. we're not here to catch fish. We're just here for the experience, right?
Yeah, Bob and Ida at that Katmai Lodge, they're incredible. They do what we do on the American Angler and, you know, what Frank does on Royal Polaris, but they do it float plane only. I saw their Cisco order come in on the plane. And, yeah. You know, just how they pull it off. Oh, it's just mind-boggling.
It's just like
the HR.
Yeah,
is just how do they get all these great staff?
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
It's in the it. Truly is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's so far out there.
Yeah,
it is.
And so I would wake up early and talk to all the cooks and, like, you know, see what kind of,
that's right,
you know, what they get, you know, what kind of ingredients they get to cook with. And
I think it was by day two, Ricky, Brian knew everybody's name on the staff. I've been going there for 20 years. I don't know any of the names hardly until I get there. Oh, yeah, yeah. But he knew everybody's name like the day after he got
there. They've got incredible stories.
Yeah.
All the staff. And you know how mature a lot of these 20-year-old kids were.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were hitting up for a job.
Yeah.
You know, like the cooks and stuff. And I told them, it's like, you can't afford to work on in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because I asked them, you know, a lot of the kids are river kids from Pennsylvania, Maryland.
Michigan. Yeah.
Do you guys know how much minimum wage is back there?
How much?
I don't.
$7.25.
Oh, come on.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
But you can buy a house for $200,000 or $300,000.
Yeah, but for these kids to come out and work, say they work 2 weeks on, sure, they're making good money. And then they're off. Where are they going to live?
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, and I told them, it's like, you know, I'm not going to have you work 3 months free like how you do here.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. So it's another perspective thing, you know. There's a lot of kids, you know, people are talking, man, it's so hard to find kids to work, this and that. It's like,
yeah,
our kids are kind of spoiled here. And they're $16.50 an hour and minimum wage. And there's a lot of kids that love fishing and love to do things, and they're making $7.25 an hour.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
That is. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here with Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler.
Yeah, so much fun stuff to go over, and just so much cool history and perspective from a guy that has done it the whole time, and it's just going to be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to your phone calls and telling story and having a great time this morning. If you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, it's 213-432-1090, or you can send us a text. The text the show option, now so popular on Let's Talk Hookup. We really, really enjoy it, and the only way that you can text in your questions is via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. Lots of fun. A great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup live, and you can catch all the archive shows. If you catch a hot tip from Brian that you want to go back to, you can listen to it. If you miss a show, super easy. Adam does such a great job listening all the previous shows, and you can listen 24/7 on demand with that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure that you include your contact info, too, when you text in your questions for Brian, because we are giving away a great prize today. And that is a full-day trip going fishing with Captain Ryan Boston and Captain Matt Brawla on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Who knows? You might even have a guest appearance from Captain Brian Kiyohara on that San Diego.
You never know, right?
Yeah, a great prize. So someone is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip. What a fun prize. Again, caller or texter eligible for that prize. At the end of the show, we're going to have Brian flip the prize coin and determine who the big winner is. So going to be a lot of fun taking your phone calls, getting catch reports, having a great time with you this morning. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their annual customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 9th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sell prices from Daiwa. Check out the amazing Daiwa Saltiga line of reels, including Lover Drag and Star Drag versions. There's a Daiwa Saltiga reel to fit your type of fishing, from bass to bluefin. And speaking of bass, Daiwa makes the finest reels for both fresh and saltwater bass, including the Daiwa Zillion and Daiwa Alexa. Meet the manufacturer's rep from Daiwa and take advantage of tremendous savings at the Longfin for this one day only on fresh and saltwater tackle. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one day only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 9th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, no surprise, phones are absolutely packed up again. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090, and already some great text coming through on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I have a good one here from Craig in Ocean Beach. I love hearing stories like this. I know Frank Lopresti's told stories like this, and Bill Poole used to tell stories like this, but he says, good morning, guys. Is there a particular trip or a particular bite that stands out in Brian's mind and among his career? In his career, which is always fun, because you've been doing this for how long?
I've had my captain's license for 38 years.
Wow.
That's awesome, right? You know, Craig, it's like I tell our customers why I still enjoy doing this. I've seen fishing as good as it gets and as bad as it gets. Right. And what the interesting thing on the American Angler is always everyone in the galley changes. But as far as the most incredible thing, I've seen everything that we fish for biting as good as they get. Big Eye, Wahoo. I mean, I've seen it at Hurricane Bank in 6 hours. We had 290 Wahoo.
Oh, in 6 hours.
I've seen, I don't know, a dozen Big Eye bites where you're hand lining them in the corner.
Wow.
I've always heard guys say that, like Big Eye bite the most voracious or go the most wide open.
They're the most stupid.
That is the case.
They're the most stupid. It's like I've seen stops where I've seen my crew members pinning sardines on the gaff, you know, like right through the head with the gaff hook, and put like three of them in, barely dimpling it in the water. And these things are coming out from underneath the boat, eating the gaff hook.
Come on.
Yeah. And it's one of those, you know, they. I remember one particular time, Roy Rose's dad worked for us for 3 years. And he was in the corner with his hand line just going one right after another on these, you know, 70-pound Big Eye. Just as fast as he can throw the hand line out, he was on. And I told my crew, look at that, how effective that is.
Yeah.
Because imagine, you know, by the time you get the gaff hook in the water and one comes out and then picks the bait off the hook. Now they got to, you know, choke up on the gaff and, you know, pin the hooks on. But they were pretty incredible. And the only reason why we were able to get away with doing that is because it was Master Mariners and 6.0s were the big gear.
Sure.
Wow.
So guys would hook these fish on 16, 80 pound. They'd be way out in the way.
Sure.
15 going in the bow. What are you gonna, you know what I mean? And they're right there on the corner. If we ever saw that kind of fishing now, it would just be ridiculous.
I forget. Somebody told me a story this week about Big Eye among the albacore bites up in Fort Bragg. Did you hear anything about that?
It's like Steve Lasky always said, you know, it's the reason why we don't see that much, as many swordfish as we used to. It's because a lot of that fish travels with the albacore.
Oh.
And so when we had that albacore, it was, you know, that Big Eye would be mixed in quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if it was a little bit cooler water, but I look back and the water temperatures are still the same. But rather than bluefin tuna, it was albacore.
Yeah.
Alan Fay was the king at coming into the point late because he would call it Tuna Alley outside the Coronados.
Okay.
He would be trolling his big jab heads and these big, like, heavy feathers and purple, you know, black and purple, red and white jab head was the thing. And so we all used to troll them on the way home while we were filleting, you know, and for our Big Eye. And
you pick them off here and there?
Alan Fay on that prono, man. he was the Big Eye master getting them on the troll.
Crazy.
Would you troll any faster, any slower? Is it just a big lure or just the right area?
It was just a bigger lure.
Okay.
It was a bigger lure because we all used to, you know, troll boat lines and stuff like that. And when those Big Eye would come through, your bungee would come tight and the whole thing, you know, the whole skittery would come flying back at the boat. Yeah. You know, they break, you know, 250-pound mono just like it's nothing.
What would be the perfect trolling speed for you?
Well, you know, I've only lived on a sport boat my whole life, so it was, you know, 7-8 knots.
7-8 knots,
I'm really happy that, like, I got to be at Fisherman's Landing, like, in the era of every single boat that backed in had at least one or probably two milk crates tied off to the rail on each side of the boat, and seeing the boat line thing, like, I always thought that was such a cool thing, and I always wonder what it will be like if things do cycle back around. We have really good albacore fishing now, like, how much things will change from then to, you know, now you guys are so incredibly proficient with sonars and seeing fish and positioning the boat so that you're optimum from the school instead of a jig strike. I can't wait. I'm sure that it will happen at some point again, and I just can't wait to see how it all works when, you know, new technology versus what we've always done in the old days. I'm just excited to see it.
You know, that old blind jig strike, though, even to this day, you know, trolling those halcos, I mean, there's still stops to this day happening from a blind jig strike. Cool. So it's definitely worth dragging things. It. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. All right, well, let's jump into the phones.
Well, we got some jam-packed phone calls for sure. Why don't we start it off this morning with Pat? He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Pat. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Yeah, I haven't called in a while. I've been retired.
Nice.
You there?
Yeah,
are you there,
Pat?
We sure are.
Oh,
buddy.
Okay. I started fishing way back on the 105 with Sansom and Grabowski and all those guys, and I fished with Rick there a couple times. My question is for the offshore or 10-day trips. How much is the tackle? Not so much the rods and reels, but the jigs. For, like you were saying, trolling and all that, how much has that changed? And with the warm water, deep fishing and all that, how much has that has changed?
You know, the oldies but goodies will still work to this day, whether it's trolling or casting. It seems like every year it's a different, like, oh, you got to have this lure for Wahoo. But, you know, the Chrome 6X Junior.
Right.
Will still work as effective as any other lure made.
I was going to say the same thing. Has there ever been or ever will be a better lure to catch a yellowtail than a scrambled egg 6X Junior?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I will say you talked about the rod and reels not changing. That is the biggest number one tackle change is the rods and reels. Yeah.
Better tackle.
I've been there since single speed days to the first two speeds, you know, the Spectre, the mono thing. And so I've watched the tackle.
You watched, I mean, you got to watch rods go from long rods that were, you know, that were very stiff down to the shortest of short rods to catch leverage to all the way back up to long rods again, and then material changes from fiberglass to graphite and fiberglass bends to roller guides for mono and ring guides. I mean, you
he was talking about master reels,
yeah,
right?
Master Mariners.
349s, yeah.
Jeez. But just think about how fun that's got to be to watch. I mean, you know, you got to see the whole evolution of it. When you didn't fish a graphite rod, you didn't fish a, you know, and everything got shorter and shorter and shorter, and belts and harness, and, you know, now when you see a long-range trip, you probably don't even see a harness on in the back of the boat.
And everyone needs to have one.
Every person.
But I will say the whole sport fishing industry as a whole, from you guys in the tackle shops to the guys on the boats, we're always able to keep an open mind.
Sure.
Never say, oh, this is how we've always done it. But everyone's kept an open mind and has adapted and has always strived to be better. Mm-hmm. And look at the equipment we have nowadays. It's some of the fishing that we've, like those big guy, for example. A boat gone to a stop like that nowadays with the tackle, it would be
they'd
total
be in
annihilation.
Real trouble.
Yeah.
It'd be in real trouble.
Yeah.
For sure.
Does a belt and harness still have a place for anybody on a trip?
Only when they're out and away. Mm-hmm. Only when they're out and away. It was one of those things that Royal Polaris, we were part of the revolution of getting away from the harnesses. Because it was one of those things that walking around on a harness, it's tough.
Totally.
Yeah. It's tough. You know, it's not natural. The amount of pressure on your body, it's crazy. I've seen people get jerked over the side hooked up.
Really?
And it's one of those things that it was so physically taxing that by the time the fish was at color, Frank would have to kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things when two-speed reels came out, it's like, you know what? Let's just try using the rail. Because we all worked on rock cod boats. We fished Cherry, Nicholas, you know, Tanner, you know, rock cod with the rail plates and Dacron. And so one of the guys would get hooked up to the bottom. It's like, oh, man, I'm stuck on the bottom. Okay, sir, let me see your pole. And, you know, you do all your deckhand tricks. You snap the rod, whatever. But ultimately, you would have to break the thing off. And, yeah, you know, a 150-pound kid in high school trying to break, you know, 80-pound Dacron. So we would put it on the rail and stick our pliers, you know, in the 6-0 so the line wouldn't go out and break it off. And then so we all started thinking on the Royal growing up, it's like, why don't we fight fish like this?
Yeah.
And I remember we started, when two-speed reels came out, that's how we started doing it, you know, using the rail. That way people could, like, you know, if you could walk around the block, you could catch a 300-pounder.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that enabled people to save their energy, not get all burnt out from their adrenaline, and have enough oomph at the end to land their own fish.
Yeah.
And it's developed that.
The rail is your friend, as Robin used to say, right?
Yeah, and it was 5.5-foot rods from Yo's Custom, you know, from Yo's Custom Rods. And eventually, let's try a 6-footer, let's try a 6.5-footer. So now it's like just rail rod everywhere.
Rail rod. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Hey, here's a special guest. You know, he used to be a regular guest, but since he's retired, now he's a special guest. Castman, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, Castman.
Hey, Cast.
I was going to say Cast Tours, but, you know, you're kind of retired from that, right?
No, not yet, Pete. December 31st.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
So you're still at it.
Congratulations, Cast.
That's cool, Cast.
Still at it. So this morning, not a fish report, but some sad news, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've lost another, you know, big guy in the, you know, in the business here, Eric Brixton, who owned Gordo Banks Pongas down there in San Jose del Cabo, and we've done business with him for so many years, and he passed away this past week from a heart attack, and leaves his wife Letty and his three kids there, but the kids are adults now, and they're going to school up here in the States. But, you know, the sad note, he was such a great guy, and, you know, Eric was big. He was about 6'4", 6'5", you know, and he stood out. He was always right there at the gate there at the new marina, you know, receiving the clients that we're sending down, plus his own clients and other operations that were using his service. And just an honorable guy. You know, like I said, he just was bigger than life down there, and he's surely going to be missed. And like I say, our condolences to his family. But, little by little, we're losing the boys are slowly disappearing, you know. We're kind of in a waiting pattern ourselves, so.
Oh, stop that, Cassman. Hey, so what's going to happen to Gordo Banks Pongas? Does he have people that will continue the operation?
Oh, I don't know. His wife, Letty, she was involved with him on the business quite a bit. And then, of course, he's got an older son. I don't know. I think he's up here in the States now working up here. But I don't know if he's maybe going to take over the business for his dad. Or I know a couple of the captains there that I know there have been really helpful to him and the family over the years. And maybe one of them will step up and assist Letty with the business. And he's surely going to be missed. But yeah, we got our big Wahoo Rumble coming up in November, so it's
and you use him. Gordo Banks.
We got 14 Super Pongas lined up and 5 cruisers for the group. And
so is that going to be the last Wahoo Rumble?
That's it. Having some church made up for the last Rumble and. It's going to be fun, but on a lighter note, Pete, we're going to Canada, official Big Sturgeon next week.
Yeah, we leave Tuesday, and Cass and Gary and my brother-in-law John and I, two different boats, and catch. How big were those sturgeon?
Well, the ones we got last year, the biggest one measured out at 8 feet, 3 inches.
That's cool.
Truly got it, and upset Dr. Gary. You know, he's very competitive, and
oh yeah,
I'm sure. I already told you that you and John are going to get your you-know-what kicked.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Well, I know better.
Any of the big ones I'm going to hand off to John because I just don't like pulling on the big fish anymore.
let's hope one of the two boats will get a 9-footer.
How many pounds is a 9-foot sturgeon?
Probably about 400.
Jeez, how cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they've got... It's got some 12 and 13 footers in there that are probably close to 1,000 pounds. So.
Oh, my. That's crazy. And you catch salmon and you use them for bait.
Wild.
Yeah. Salmon gills are just candy to those fish.
Unbelievable. So, all right. Well, it's going to be an experience. That's that's what you promised me is a different experience, right? So I'm going to go give it a go.
You're going to enjoy it, Pete.
Well, the most thing I enjoy is just hanging out with you, Cass, and fishing with you. You know, one thing that I want to make note of is that if you want to go to one of the most amazing places in the world, Brian, this could be a bucket list for you and Viola, Christmas Island. Ricky's been there. Yeah. I've been there. And I know we've been trying to set up some dates for a future one, but I know you actually have spots available on your June 2024 trip. Unfortunately, we're going to be at Kingfisher Charters. You have spots available on that trip that's pretty tough to get through right now to get a spot on those trips, right?
Yeah, we were holding 8 spots, and we had those filled right away. And then I got a call from Howard, who books the villages there, and said a group had another group of 8 that was coming in the same time we were that had to change their date. So it opened 8 spots, and he says, "You got them, sell them." And I says, "Okay." So yeah, we've got 4 or 5 spots left on that trip for a total of 16 on that trip.
Wow! And you had a whole lodge.
Yeah, we got the whole lodge to ourselves. So,
and if you're even marginal about thinking of going, don't call me because I will convince you to go.
Yeah.
I will convince you to go.
Oh, it's
100%.
It's an incredible experience.
Very special place.
Several times, and I can't wait to
come. It's a magical place. It's just it's such a beautiful place, and you know the fishing is just outside on the fishing and the people there. It's one of those things. It's definitely a bucket list trip.
Very different, for sure.
The thing I liked oddly the most about it was not the fishing. I went thinking I was going to do the offshore tuna and wahoo fishing the whole time. I went knowing I wanted to catch a bonefish on a fly rod because that's like, you know, a thing I watched on fishing TV shows when I was a kid, and I really wanted to say I checked out. I had no idea how much I was going to fall in love with that. It was way cooler than I thought. But probably the highlight was that the boat would come back every day and kick everybody off, and you just take a real short, like a little 15-minute snorkel. And that was like the way that they ended every day of just like a get in the water and relax and look around in
the single most world-class anything, like crazy reefs and
like
giant clams and all the it was unreal, and it was such a cool, tranquil way to just, like, cool off. It was just a short little 15 minutes to jump off the boat and cruise around for a little bit and high-five with all your buds and then go back in and have a cocktail and talk about your day. It's such a unique, awesome place.
And what's amazing about it, too, is, Cass, I don't know what the current price is. What's the current price on that trip?
It's $32.90
for seven days. That's 7 days. Now, keep in mind you have to fly to Honolulu, and then you have to take a $1,000 round trip flight from Honolulu to Christmas Island. So there's a little bit of airfare involved there. But for $3,300 for 7 days, is nobody offers anything like that.
The other thing that's so cool is, like, because you're doing your you know, you fly to Hawaii the first, the, you know, on the beginning, like, it breaks it up so much. You are in the middle of nowhere. Again, you're in the middle of the ocean, but it's not that difficult to travel to either.
No.
You know, you take one leg one day, you get on the aisle, you know, you go to Honolulu and you have dinner with your buds, and then another
three and a half hour flight.
Then another relatively short flight the next day, and you're there. Like, it's an easy travel to be on the largest atoll in the Pacific.
Yeah, pretty cool. So if somebody wants to go on that trip with you, Cass, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, give us a call, you know, 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web. But, Pete, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday morning. I'll be at the airport waiting for you.
All right, Cass, man, looking forward to it. I'll see you in Vancouver. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the absolute best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, the poke kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting Melanie at 619-255-3. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they may become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, a lot of not new stuff comes from Shimano, but this year, something big just came out, right?
Well, the only people that could improve upon a Talica would be Shimano and their new Talica.
Talica A, right?
Yeah, they did a fantastic job. The 12 and the 16s got a kind of a makeover and a redesign. I mean, it's been a lot of years of incredible, successful use out of that reel, and they just did some great upgrades to it. The reel is going to stay very familiar, but slightly different handle. They narrowed down the side plates, and so the reels all hold the same amount of line, exact same line capacity, but they built a smaller reel around it, fits in your hand a little better. The spools evened off. You know, the previous generation, the left side plate and the right side plate on the spools, the height was different. Now it's straight across. They did such a nice job. It's an awesome new reel.
And they're available now. You can get them at your local Shimano dealer, the Talica 12 and 16A, available now at your local Shimano dealer.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So much fun with Captain Brian Kiyohara on the show this morning. Having a great time talking American Angler and just talking fishing. Like, that's my favorite part about Brian. Man, just
he's a fishy guy.
Yeah, and just such a... I always have so much respect. Like, Brian spends so much time talking about how great of a job the fleet does as a whole, and it's an opportunity to talk about his business for 2 hours, but spends the whole time talking about what a great job everybody else does, and I just really enjoy it. It's a fun show. And now, what a great opportunity to talk to such a great fishy guy. And if you want to join us here, again, 213-432-1090, or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Have a chance to go fishing, maybe with Brian aboard the San Diego. He runs it a little bit during the winter, right?
I have. It's been a few years since. It was before Matt.
Before Matt.
Yeah, it was before Matt, when Booger needed a hand from time to time.
You can win a trip to go on the San Diego, fish with Matt, fish with Ryan, or maybe Brian. Who knows? Guest appearance. Yeah, it could happen for sure. Well, let's jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. Well, one, I hear we've got a very big happy birthday we need to wish, and that's to our buddy Gary from Lawndale's.
The Iron Man.
What's up, Gary?
Happy birthday, Gary. Is it really 7-0? Is that right?
Yeah. And I certainly didn't know if I was going to make it this long.
Oh, man. Well,
I knew.
Good morning.
You're the Iron Man. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, well. Good morning, Pete, Rick, and Captain Brian. I want to report on the trip we just had on the Searcher. And we had a lot of return anglers, which really made it nice that I already knew everybody when I got on the boat. Like the boat reported, though, we ran into a lot of nice 100-pound tuna, but couldn't get them on the boat. I don't think people were listening to the captain on what size hook and what line to use, but as that worked out, we pulled into San Clemente Island, and we really had a good bite on yellowtail. And you'd think we were fishing with squid because they were biting really well, but they were really good at finding that anchor line. So that was a challenge, but we boarded quite a few. We had trolled around, we trolled around and we looked at a lot of kelps and found a lot of Dorado, but the problem with the Dorado, they were all pretty small, very few really big ones. But all in all, everybody had a good time and said that they're coming back, and everybody was just happy to be on the boat, had a good time. I sent you some pictures, Pete. We had a Dave, what is it, Petunia was his name.
Got a nice
he got a 70-pound. Yeah, nice 70-pound bluefin. But wow, he had a really light rod, but a 2-speed reel. So it was like fishing with nothing but a reel in your hand. And it took him quite a while to get the fish on board, but it happened. And boy, everybody got out their camera so they can remember what they look like.
Yeah, and of course now
all under the go next year.
Go next year under the ownership of Mike and the guys. It's still the Searcher, and it's still a great operation, right?
I love that boat. That boat is fishy.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Gary White.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks for doing the trip for us on the Searcher. We'll be doing two trips next year, 2 day and a day and a half. And, of course, I want to thank all the giveaways we did on the boat. We had giveaways from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. AFCO was a generous donor, a lot of jigs and such from AFCO. Of course, Shimano product, a lot of Shimano gear on there, too. And really appreciate all the Gamakatsu hooks. Gamakatsu was a big sponsor of it. Gamakatsu sent hooks for everybody on the boat, so I want to thank them, too, for sure. All the good sponsors that got to give away the swag.
That's for sure. You know, you mentioned Seaguar. Oh, go ahead, Gary.
The raffle was a big hit, really a big hit.
All right.
Well, glad you had a good trip, buddy. Appreciate it very much. You had mentioned Seaguar, and it just like it kicked something in my mind when Brian was talking about seeing all the gear. And, boy, talk about another thing that has changed is, you know, how we fish a live bait with the short top shots now. Literally yesterday I was working with one of the guys in our shop, Evan, who's brand new for us this year. Awesome young man. Like, you know, he's 19 and just absolutely fish crazy, fishes every day. If he's not fishing, he's surfing. He's not surfing, he's fishing, and in between those, he works for us in the tackle store. But we were filling a bunch of reels for a gal who hadn't been in a number of years and like had the most killer reels that were like 15 years ago. You know, it's a couple of Newells. It was a TLD 22 speed.
Wow.
It was a Torium. Like, everything in perfect shape, but everything was, you know, 150.
Last generation.
Everything was like 150-yard top shots of mono, 200-yard top shots of mono. And you know, we were talking about it. And I said, this was it. Like, this, you know, there was a 6480 and a 90J and a Newell 332. It was like, this was the quiver of gear to have. But, you know, everything, you never filled a reel full of Spectra and then put a little piece of Seaguar on it. It was always 150 yards at minimum. You didn't want to see the Spectra until the fish was going away forever. And what a change that's been over the years, watching that develop.
Oh, that was huge. You know, we used to have all the backup rods. You know, when those TLD 20s and TLD 30s came out, that was like the ultimate 60-pound outfit, but what's it hold 300 yards at 60 pounds?
Totally.
Guys would like soaking bait. They'd set the hook. They'd be Alan for the backup.
I'll tell you, been there, done that.
Yeah, there were times where we'd have to have three or four backup rods rigged up. You know, if that was the type of fishing that we were doing.
Yeah, crazy.
It is from those TLDs.
Different today, huh? And remember the days of the skiffs too. You used to launch people in the skiffs.
We used to have skiffs on board.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest change that I've seen in my life is the amount of sports skiffs. In 1985, we had these big albacore, these 40 to 70 pounders in the San Pedro Channel in November.
Ugh.
And I remember one day we were 7 miles from the light at San Pedro fishing seagull bird schools, and there was not one skiff on the ocean.
Wow.
It was just the Matt Walsh and the Sport King all running on these spots. And imagine that now.
Oh, right? Boy. It was this week for that bluefin. I guess it was a sea of skiffs out there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, Kevin from San Diego writes in a text that he did through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Hey, guys, great show. Wanted to give props to Brian and the crew of the American Angler. We were lucky enough to get on the Ken's Custom Reel 7-day trip when the fleet returned from COVID. We didn't get to go to Guadalupe, but Brian put us on fish. I think each of us caught our personal best yellowfin and Dorado and bluefin and yellowtail. We caught so much fish, almost had to come home, unload early. The AA crew staff is the best.
Thank you.
There's a lot of that going around, right? A lot of the texts, I'm sure you're seeing them too.
My text that I wanted to read kind of mirrored that, but, you know, focused on the other side of it, and it was from John in Rancho San Diego. Said, what a great show, guys. Love hearing Captain Brian today. Brian, I know a number of people who are part of the regular charter groups on American Angler always talk about the family atmosphere of your operation. I was wondering if you could tell us what you and the crew do to foster that family atmosphere on your long-range trips. Love fishing with you. That's from John in Rancho San Diego.
Well, It kind of comes easy because we have the same groups coming out every year.
Yeah.
And so it's just one of those things. It's like, obviously, our main intention is to go out and catch fish, but it's not a priority. Priority is having a good time, enjoying yourself. The whole safety issue always is top priority, but it's one of those things. It's easy to have that family atmosphere when everyone walking down the dock is part of your family.
Yeah,
that's right. So it's...
You say that, but not everybody thinks it that way. And like, I'll throw another one out. Like, it starts so before you ever get on the boat. Like, Lori's the coolest human like on the planet. You know, like it just it starts on the phone call and it stays that way. It starts in the phone call and it finishes with a handshake, a URA getting off the boat. And like every crew member, I mean, I get to watch it happen and have been fortunate enough to watch it for a number of years. Like it never changes. Like you say it's so easy because everybody's family. Well, everybody's family because you make them that way.
It's the way to do it. And I look back at it because I love fishing, obviously. So growing up barracuda fishing on the city of Seal Beach, how intimidating is it,
right?
Yeah. To go on a half day boat and there's the regulars at the cruise dock you knew, and you know you're kind of up the side. And my whole outlook on sport fishing changed when the deckhand at the time, his name was Skip, and he said, "Hey Brian, how's it going? Good morning." And when he called me by name, that was it.
Yeah.
That was the game changer. And I'll never forget that moment, you know, because it's intimidating.
Yeah,
you know,
it is, for
you
sure.
Know? But, you know.
Well, that's why you pride yourself in learning everybody's name when you go to a place or get on the boat or anything that. It makes people feel more comfortable.
Yeah. And it's everyone's got a cool story. It's everyone's super interesting.
That's right.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming in, including a full hour. We're going to find out what's biting out there with the catch report and a lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Ready to Power Celsius. Get up to 7 years warranty coverage on eligible new 150 to 425 horsepower outboards with purchase of Siren 3 Pro, along with a $1,000 dealer rigging credit. And also receive an additional $1,000 dealer rigging credit with the purchase of Bennett's trim tabs. Or get 6 years warranty coverage and a $250 dealer rigging credit with eligible 50 to 115 horsepower models. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Offer in September 8th, 2023, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24 to 36 month Yamaha extended service added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of loads. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.